Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Hour number three, Joe Lowe and Dibs, 95.7 The Game. It is great to have you in on this Wednesday. We're absolutely loaded. We have got a huge show over the next 2 hours. I'm trying to get over the fact that Tom Cruise has confirmed he will be making a sequel to Top Gun 2. I think that is a huge mistake. Perhaps we'll get into that at 8:45 along with the great chicken nugget debate.
Jester's dead.
But we promised breaking news on the Warriors, and we're going to deliver on that promise. But for right now, here's Dibs with your update.
Well, Joe, the only thing breaking is the Celtics' spirit after Kyrie Irving went off in the third quarter. 112-99, Cavaliers win game four. They lead it 3-1. Kyrie had 42 to lead the way. LeBron James in foul trouble throughout much of the first half. The winner of that series will face the Warriors. NBA Finals beginning June 1st from Oracle Arena. The Dubs off today, back to practice tomorrow. Story number two, Cubs even things with the Giants behind Jason Hayward's bat.
As this is rocketed to right and gone. Hayward. It's his fourth home run of the year.
Dwayne Kuiper, NBC Sports Bay Area. Johnny Cueto gave up 3 home runs. The Giants, 7 games below 500, face the Cubs again today. Matt Moore against Kyle Hendricks. Story number three, Yonder Alonso, the whipping stick.
Here's a 3-2 pitch on the way to Yonder.
Drilled to right. Stanton going back, turning around. He will watch it fly.
Yeah, he will.
And another home run by Yonder Alonso. And the A's are on the board. Here in the bottom of the second, it's 4-1 Miami.
Ken Korak, the call here on 95.7 The Game. A's lose 11-9 to the Marlins. Yonder Alonso hit by a pitch on the hand. X-rays were negative. Day baseball today. Sonny Gray against Edinson Volquez. Dugout show at 11:45 this morning here on 95.7 The Game. The update brought to you by the all-new 2017 Chrysler Pacifica. It takes comfort, storage, and technology to the next level, making Pacifica the new benchmark of minivans. I'm Dan Dibley on your home of the Warriors. NBA Finals, 8 days from now. Catch it exclusively right here on 95.7 The Game.
Thank you, Dibs. 2 hours ago and 1 hour ago, I told you how much I love the A's today. Sonny Gray, lay the 130. The market agrees. Sonny Gray and the A's are now a 140 favorite.
It's the Ford ball effect.
It's a Ford ball effect. He says something, and the world responds.
Wow.
You move lines.
Billions of people listen to this show, from what I've been told. Billions.
Billions?
We're still working on confirming that, but billions. Billions. Like all types of billions. Multiple billions. Billions.
Billions is.
That might be off by a few billion, but... But we are working to confirm that. All right, the breaking news out of the East Bay as it pertains to the Golden State Warriors. Adrian Wojnarowski on Twitter, quote, Golden State Assistant General Manager Travis Schlenk has emerged as a front runner for the Atlanta Hawks general manager opening, league sources tell The Vertical. Dibs, hire good people, let them do their jobs. When their jobs have these types of results, does this necessarily surprise you?
Yeah, and that's the cost of being good. The cost of success is that you lose people. You lose Alvin Gentry from the bench. You lose Luke Walton from the bench. These guys do well as assistants, and in this unique case, you step in as an interim head basketball coach because Steve Kerr has had the health problems. And now you have that risk with Mike Brown as well, the head coach, the current head coach. If they go on to win the title, there's going to be teams coming after him. And now your front office, Travis Schlenk, a guy who's 12 years in the organization, he's done remarkably well scouting players, making selections such as Draymond Green. And he doesn't get all the credit, but he was certainly a big part of scouting Draymond Green, finding Draymond and other great draft picks they've made. So when you have success and you do well at your job, eventually someone's going to come calling, and it looks like Atlanta, the first to really formally step up and make a move for our boy Travis.
Do you think, and we have him every Thursday, 8:45, we'll ask him about this tomorrow, do you think the bite might come? Because everyone looks to move up in the world, right?
Sure.
Maybe this is the right opportunity for him, maybe it's not. Time will tell. But at some point, do you think now maybe you've reached a point, if you're Travis Schlenk, where you're thinking, you know what, it's time to take that next step?
You have to. I mean, you got to realize when you're a child, you act as a child. When you become a man, you put away the childly things and you become a man. And you say that because it's a process that we all go through. You don't, like you said, you don't go from kindergarten to college. And so Travis now is putting in his time as assistant GM. He's done the things. He's been around great people, the logo and all these different people that helped train him for these moments. So as an organization, you have to be proud. Look no further, Joe. You talk about it all the time, the New England Patriots. Look what they do. Look how many people leave that organization and get jobs, head coaching jobs or GMs and all the different things because they like the system that's in place. So, yes, when you're winning, people are going to come after you.
The problem with New England is that people who don't understand how the inside works get it confused. They hire all these individuals not knowing that Belichick makes every single decision in there. And then when asked about it, Belichick gives all the credit to everybody else. So people think, oh, the Scott Pioli's of the world, the Thomas Dimitrovs, all these guys, sure, they're all involved. Well, they are to an extent, but it's the hoodie. It's always been the hoodie. But these guys are still learning from the hoodie, and that's what you're hopefully paying for.
And in this case, I think with the Warriors, you have such a great consortium, including the logo Jerry West, who joins us tomorrow, by the way.
9 a.m.
At 9 o'clock, and we'll get Jerry's thoughts on Travis Schlenk and just how ready he is to fly from the nest. But this machine is working so well from Rick Welts and the business side. You know, you're getting the arena. You had pictures that you posted of the construction. That thing's getting built.
Rode my bike to the top of that parking garage. Was quite out of breath when I got up there. I was
nice going down. Nice view from up there.
There's a butcher down in Dogpatch that I went to. The wife and I had the anniversary over the weekend. Swung down there, picked up some meat. On the way back, the parking garage was there. I was like, let's get an updated pic of the site. Rode the bike all the way to the top. Took about 10 minutes to catch my breath, took the picture, rode home.
I like that.
That's old school,
man. I forget the bike. I'm excited about you going to a butcher.
Don't worry about the butcher. It's my butcher.
Yeah,
don't worry about it.
Yeah, you're getting a
piece. You live in Alameda now.
I like that you get a meat, your meat cut for you. Hey, that's
I like
impressive.
To go down and hang out with the butcher. We chew the fat.
Like Sam the Butcher giving Alice the meat. Beastie Boys.
I still love that show.
Exactly.
That's a ripoff from Seinfeld.
That
come on.
Good, though. That's not good even stuff.
Straight
yeah,
up.
Yeah, terrific stuff. But it's coming along nicely down there. No torrential downpour slowing it down like Los Angeles. Shout out Tampa Bay. You just got the 2021 Super Bowl. For those who didn't see that, L.A. pushed back to 2022.
As I bring us back to the point, which never happens, as I redirect us back to...
We're talking about butchers. You wanted to weigh in with yours?
We're talking about the logo, Joe, and the constructs of the Golden State Warriors front office and the fact that Joe Lacob and Peter Guber have created this structure to where Bob Myers is thriving. Jerry West is a great advisor. Travis Schlenk under Bob has done a great job. At some point, Travis is going to have to fly the coop. And keep in mind, you've got Joe Lacob's son, Kirk Lacob, who was on the front office as well. And he eventually is going to take a more prominent role, you would figure, in the team owned by his father. I believe both of Joe's sons are working within the organization, one in Santa Cruz, one in Golden State. Eventually, they're going to ascend. And Travis Schlenk's future may lie elsewhere. And if this is the best chance to jump and get a nice contract, even though you got to uproot the family, Sarah and the three kids, Atlanta's not a terrible place to be.
I love these stories. I love these stories because it's a win for everyone involved. Granted, you don't want to lose a guy like Travis. That's understand it. That's
understand it.
Did I really just say that?
Can you put that in there for me?
See, I start thinking about the butcher. I get upset about Top Gun 2, and this is what happens.
Ferocious.
Yeah, let's turn it into a drop.
Just real quick.
Well, no, let's derail everything back there. Turn that into a drop, please. Thank you.
If we need room, we can clear this one out.
Reestablish a championship culture.
If we need room. That one's probably the most likely
to go.
Thank you.
So many good ones. But this is such a testament to the organization, top to bottom, how well you've done, right? When your staff is getting pilfered, you didn't go 2-14 the year before, right? That's not how it works out. You know the staffs that get pilfered every single year? Alabama. Virtually every year, Ohio State. Like you said, New England. Pete Carroll's Seattle Seahawks.
Yep.
On and on it goes. Hell, one of Urban Meyer's best assistants was Tom Herman. Where did Tom Herman land? Houston. We all know through Beat the Bookie what Houston did the last couple seasons. Now Herman's running the show at Texas. Hire good people from good organizations because it's not just about the fact that they might be as good as the guy in front of them. It's about the fact that they're going to bring that winning culture, that winning attitude. If you're Atlanta, you caught fire a couple years ago, but that was a flash in the pan. It wasn't sustainable. And now you've got Millsap opting out. You traded away, I can't remember who it was, right before the deadline or a couple months before, but it's a team in turmoil. It's a team that needs a reboot. You bring in a guy like Travis, you bring him in to establish a culture, to change the way everything's done from the top to the bottom. And hopefully what he does is he brings that Golden State blueprint. And now you've got one of the guys from the inside. Imagine being able to do that. If you're starting a social media site, having someone from Facebook towards the top of the food chain would be invaluable. It happens in the tech industry all the time. You see it at law firms. You see it at hospitals. Find good people from great organizations. Bring them in not just to run your team, but to change the culture. There's a reason people raid Nick Saban's staff every single year. It's because Saban wins and because he understands how the process should work from day one through day 365, Dibs.
I think it was Kyle Korver that they traded before the deadline, if I'm not mistaken, to the Cleveland Cavaliers.
That was it. Yeah, great call.
And if you look at the Hawks, and I'm not saying that Travis is going to take the job. The news is he just emerged as a front runner.
Of course.
No word if there's ever been even been an interview or anything that's gone on. We'll talk to Travis tomorrow and ask him. But you look at Mike Budenholzer as the head coach, a guy from the Popovich tree. So you see a guy who has success in his background as the head coach. You bring in a good, keen scout's eye that Schlenk has. It might be just the fit Atlanta needs.
Warrior Wednesday brought to you by Friedman's Appliance. What are you throwing the flag for? I turned it on before I said
anything. No. I just reached and made sure it was in my pocket.
Yeah, make sure it's in the pocket. I caught myself. I'm glad.
You know what? It's interesting, Joe. That,
oh, it is, isn't it?
Because I'm glad you're finally catching him do stuff. Because, yeah, he tried to look at me to get the flag for you.
Well, when I go to and the microphone's not on, you throw the flag, you blow the whistle.
Right.
Now, Dibs, premature flagulation because before I said anything, I threw the mic on. I caught myself.
Dibs,
blow the flag. Throw the flag on yourself.
You know what? After review, there's no flag on the play for Mike failure.
I had to waste a challenge. I had to waste a challenge on this crap.
Tough break.
Warrior Wednesday brought to you by Porsche of Walnut Creek, a 2016 premier Porsche dealer, and Friedman's Appliance, a trusted name in the Bay Area since 1922. Last night in Cleveland, game four. The Cavaliers won 12, the Celtics 99. If you're just waking up and seeing that box score, ho-hum. It was a 15-point spread, and the Cavaliers won by 13. Business as usual, right? Wrong. Cleveland got motorboated in the first quarter of this game by 10 points, to the extent many were thinking, we might have a series on our hands. LeBron James struggled, picked up his fourth foul with 7 minutes to go in the second quarter, but then it was all Kyrie Irving. Before we get to that, here's LeBron James on the first half he had last night.
Yeah, I mean, my rhythm, you know, for the most part is broken when you get, you know, I don't think I've ever had four fouls in a game before in the first half. So my rhythm is kind of broken and you got to try to figure out ways you can still help the team. And my teammate said, just be aggressive, be you. You know, you got us to this point and continue to do that. So, you know, I just try to find ways to get into the lane, get some in transition. When they backed off, shoot the jumper, and felt very comfortable with it. So I was able to get back into a rhythm very fast.
Thankfully, he has Kyrie Irving, who had a career playoff high 42 points last night, 36 of which came after James picked up that fourth foul. If you turn the game off, and I did for a few minutes, to be honest with you, it was bath time last night. Irving went nuts. He had 21 in the third quarter on 9 of 10 shooting low. He was unstoppable. He's the reason this is 3-1 Cleveland, because if Irving doesn't go nuclear, they lose this game, in my opinion.
To me, they do too. He did. He was the reason that allowed LeBron to get going, because he played so big, and when the stage was big, he played. It didn't make LeBron relax and just exhale and say, okay, my sidekick is here to pick up the slack. And you saw J.R. Smith hit some threes. Different guys stepped up. You saw Love step up. And when he went out of the game, it actually Cleveland started playing better, Joe. Their defensive effort picked up. They knew what they had to do. And I love Kyrie, man, for the things that he said after the game. He said, I'm living in the moment. And he said, I'm playing this game because my goal is one thing. I got one thing on my mind, and that's to get to the championship. He said, no matter who's there, he said, I did not want to go back being even. You listen to Kyrie's words. He's thinking about a championship, and he's thinking about the dubs. If you heard his comments after the game, it was just interesting to hear this guy say, I'm playing in the moment, and it's about championship or bust. I'm in this moment. And just interesting to hear the way they're talking and the way that young man took over that game last night. If he doesn't show up in that way, Joe, they lose that game.
Dibs, if you're Tyronn Lue and you're drawing up a shot for the end of the game, final play, trailing the Warriors by one, right, in the next round, who's getting that shot, Irving or James?
It's Kyrie Irving, without a doubt. There's no doubt. I think you might get into some pick-and-roll action where you have Kyrie at the top and you bring LeBron over to set a hard screen and send him to the bucket and make the defense react. Then Kyrie can penetrate and maybe kick it out to a three-point shooter if need be. But you saw it last year in the finals. As painful as it is for me to revisit, Kyrie Irving was the guy who hit the big shot late in Game 7. And it's no disrespect to LeBron James. He's an unbelievable player, but Kyrie Irving is the guy who you want to have the ball. He's a better free throw shooter than LeBron. He's a better outside shooter than LeBron. So other than getting to the rim, which LeBron does better than anyone, I'd go with Kyrie.
So how can we sit here and honestly listen to these LeBron James is better than Michael Jordan takes if that's a reasonable take right there? Maybe it's not the right one. I'm not saying you're wrong, Dibs, but that's a reasonable assessment. That you could give Kyrie the ball for the final shot because A, B, C, and D, as you just laid out. Why am I supposed to listen to this? LBJ is better than Michael Jordan.
No, you give it to LeBron, and LeBron defers to one of those guys, not just him, but it's Love. Because at the same sense, it's those two guys. It's Love and it's Kyrie. It's two guys, and then the third would be J.R. Smith. LeBron penetrates, and he's looking for Kyrie to Love to Smith. All three of those guys, you mean to tell me that you would say if they're shooting a three, you don't want Love over Kyrie? I think they're just as equal.
I'll let Love shoot it because I think mentally he doesn't have what it takes to make that shot.
Really?
I would rather be in that situation.
Okay.
If you're going to tell me which of these guys do you not want pulling up, yeah. Irving's one of them. James is still going to be one of them. You give me the choice with Love in there, I'll take Love. Love strikes me as a guy that he can find it. He's a good player. He's a nice player. But there are moments where it just seems like it gets too big for him. I want the stone cold killers in that spot. I don't need the guy who puts up 30 at that point. I need the guy like Robert Horry who lives for that moment.
That's Kerr. That's Steve Kerr. They don't need to go out and go win you a game. Like, he's not the Kyrie, Joe, that's going to take over. He's not LeBron going to take over. I get that. But Love is a guy like Kerr that if you know, if you mean LeBron says, look, I'm looking for you, I'm going to penetrate, Kyrie, Love, those are two guys that are going to finish the game for him. He understands that, and that's who LeBron is. You guys already talked about he doesn't necessarily have the killer instinct. He's a guy that's going to penetrate, though, and he looked to kick the ball out. If those two guys are open because they're going to collapse on him, That is the best option when I'm looking at that and that team. The best option is to put the ball in LeBron James' hand and clear out and let him go, and then you look for those shooters because those guys both are knocked down three shooters in my opinion.
God, I love what that does to him mentally. I love what that does to James mentally because if he kicks it and someone else hits the shot, even if you win the game, it's, oh, there goes LeBron again, too afraid to take the shot. If he kicks it and they miss, look at LeBron, too afraid to take the shot. Either way, he loses. That gets in his head.
He doesn't care, though, you think?
Oh, he cares. He absolutely cares.
He does it all the time,
though. That's what happened at the end of Game 3.
But he's doing that more. But he's been doing that, dude.
I know. I'm just... Yesterday, when he picked up that fourth foul, do you remember the play? It was an offensive foul.
Yeah.
He was trying to go to the rack.
Right.
That didn't look like him. That didn't look natural. He was a guy with three fouls, and it looked like he got caught mentally in a place where he said, I should drive, I need to take over, but he wasn't just 100% committed to it. And he got caught in limbo, and they got a hand in on him, and he kind of threw the elbows around, and he got nailed with the charge. Generally, he looks so much more definitive, so much more confident taking that ball to the rack. He had done it three or four times earlier in the game. I mean, he exploded to the rim. That one looked like a guy who was in his own head. That's what I love about James, that he gets in his own head. That's the difference. With the Warriors late in the game, give it to Durant, I'm comfortable. Give it to Klay, I'm comfortable. Give it to Steph, I'm comfortable. Give it to Draymond, he's comfortable. You know he'll let it fly. No one's going to stop him.
He's comfortable.
Yeah, no one's going to tell him he can't shoot that shot. I mean, good God. It's just every time he lets it fly, I sit there and I think to myself, it's just, you can't help but snicker, right? You can't help but snicker. Because when he makes it, it's like, there it goes. Now he's going to think he's red hot. But when he misses, it's like, damn, Draymond, you know you're not supposed to be taking that shot. There's a reason you're always wide open out there, son.
Yeah, but he's been so hot this postseason. Even though I'm with you, Joe, especially the last game, he took a 28-footer.
I know.
And then that the hesitation three from the corner where it's like, no.
He's got to, though, guys. He's got to. Teams are saying they're daring him to do it.
Yeah, but that's not the Warriors
game. He goes like this. He waits and kind of that little hesitate, and then he shoots it. But he's got to.
He had the one in the last game where he got it, and he went to shoot, and he thought better. And then he looked around and realized he was wide open and no one was closing. So then he went ahead and let it fly and it didn't drop. And you're like, yeah. Thank God Kawhi's out and you're up by 20.
Yeah.
And you're just cruising
along. It was comfortable.
We're having fun, though, because he's been playing huge. He's been playing huge. So this is all just in fun. Let's make that very, very clear. Update on the story we had earlier. Adrian Wojnarowski. It's almost like I wish anyone else could break these stories so I could pronounce the last name wrong. Isn't there a guy named Jones who covers the NBA who could break a couple stories, make my life a little bit easier? Woj on Twitter. Travis Schlenk is Atlanta's choice to become new general manager, and the sides are entering into contract talks, league sources tell The Vertical. That escalated quickly, Dibs.
Yeah, it did. And I said, 10 minutes ago that, you know, I don't think that they've gotten that far down the road, and you don't yet know.
10 minutes is a long time.
Well, geez, and by the time we have him on.
You think he's going to say bye to us tomorrow? You think he's going to say bye to us tomorrow, Dibs?
He might, and.
He's going to leave us in the dust.
He's going to say, give us the Heisman. Tell us to put egg in it, you're not going to show up tomorrow.
Hopefully he doesn't give us the old, you know, guys, I don't want to comment, and then we hang up the phone and it breaks. Wojnarowski, Schlenk to head to Atlanta. Travis, if you're out there listening, and I know you are, don't do your boy Dibs dirty like that. Don't do me dirty like that.
Yeah, right out with us, Travis. Give us one more time, baby.
Throw us a little bone ski, Trav. Come on, buddy. Who gives you credit for Draymond more than I do?
Buddy!
That happens so often on this show. We have a conversation. 9 seconds later, breaking news.
Awful. It's the worst. We got caught on that a couple times in football season. I'm trying to remember who. Maybe Mike Silver did it to us a few times. We had Silver on, and then
Slosser's a crafty one. She's gotten us a few times, too.
The old okey-doke.
And literally, Bomel. Well, you know, we're thinking about it. 5 minutes later, Bomel announces, wait a minute, what? Bomel, what are you doing?
Right.
No, but it's all good. Love the ace today. Lay the 130 plus.
You're on
Sonny
it.
Gray.
140.
You've been
apparently.
On it all
It's climbing. It's climbing.
It's climbing now.
I like
on
it for a variety of reasons. There are a variety of reasons to like this play. Look at Sonny, how he's trending his four starts. His pitch counts up, 8 strikeouts, season high last time out. Bomel even said on Monday when he joined us, he's got some bite on those pitches. He's pitching like the Sonny Gray of old. So you got to like the way he's trending. Number two, Marlins are a bad team. Number three, in play with the fact that the Marlins are a bad team, they beat the A's yesterday. This is a 2-game series, so you got to come back today and you got to win. Tomorrow you're off, so there's more motivation to win today. Then you're heading to what? Is it New York?
Yeah.
Are they going to New York next?
And then Cleveland for 4.
Yeah, you got to get this one. You want to get this one, enjoy your day off, and then you want to travel to New York City, right? Everything about this day, plus is Volquez on the mound for the Marlins. He stinks. He's had a terrible season. He's getting lit up left and right. I think in like 7 or 8 starts, he's gone 6 innings, maybe 3 times. Like, this is the day. If you're the A's, you go out there, you win this game. Okay. There's really no excuses. You go win this game.
When you say a 140, Joe, so I got to put up
you got to put up $140 to win 100.
Gotcha.
Very rare situation for the A's. You don't see that happen too often. But Sonny's been pitching well, and it opened 130. The market heard what Fortinball liked, and the market reacted.
Love the third-person reference. I think that just moved it to 145.
It's great information.
And you know, Joe,
yeah,
for the
so
A's,
crazy.
It's a great situation, and you're going to be extra motivated to win because you're leaving for New York at the end of business today. You wake up, basically, in New York tomorrow with an off day. And so you want to head into that off day in New York with some momentum. It's a 7-day trip to New York and Cleveland. It's going to be a tough trip. And you want to go out there on a high note.
Nice little action while you're in the office today. Office action. Coverage begins right here, 95.7 The Game, at 11:45 a.m. with the Dugout Show. First pitch at 12:35 p.m. right here on 95.7 The Game. The great Bobby Jackson. He's coming up next. How are the Warriors going to defend Kyrie Irving in the NBA Finals? He'll tell us that and more. Joe Lo and Dibs, 95.7 The Game.
Now back to Warrior Wednesday. Here's Joe Lo and Dibs.
Good morning and welcome back. We are efforting Bobby Jackson as we speak. If you're wondering what's with the Top Gun music, I'll tell you what's with it. Tom Cruise announced in Australia, of all places, that Top Gun 2 is in the works. Expected to start filming next year.
Can't top this soundtrack, though.
It's a great soundtrack.
Yeah.
It doesn't beat the Forrest Gump soundtrack or the Almost Famous soundtrack. Two greatest soundtracks of all time, but nice soundtrack. They won an Oscar for one of the songs in this soundtrack, too. This was up for a lot of Academy Awards. The only one they won, I believe, for Top Gun was from Best Song. I don't know if it was this.
This is Berlin.
You can cut this, too, by the way. This is the love scene. It's like, it's nice, but you don't watch Top Gun for the love scene. God.
We watch it.
Is that
for
why
the,
you tune in to Top Gun? You fast forward to the love scene?
That's
the
it.
Silhouettes?
Really pulling on the heartstrings there.
Say it ain't so,
there.
Dibs. Ain't
you know,
so.
He was troubled, and he really had a hard time, Joe, giving himself to What's-Her-Face, played by Kelly McGillis.
Charlie.
Well,
if you were directly above him, how could you see him? Because we were inverted.
There you go. Another text my wife has sent me this morning.
Really?
We were inverted.
Oh, that's the best line. That's,
she's about as big a Top Gun nerd as you are, I think.
Well, it's a fantastic movie, and I think anyone who grew up with that in the 80s, it stands the test of time. You could go home and watch that movie today. It's still a great movie. You don't look at it and think about cheesy special effects, bad writing, bad acting. None of it. The movie has stood the test of time. 30 years later, here we are. It's still a high-level, quality movie. You don't need to make a sequel to it. There's nothing you can come up with that's going to be worth seeing. Nothing. We fight wars with drones now. So is it going to be Tom Cruise and a bunch of video game nerds flying drones around?
Take my drone away.
Oh, wow. Dude.
It's always got to be something with you, isn't it? It's always got to be.
I liked it.
With me. Don't try to blame me. I'm not in charge of this great sequel.
On Top Gun, though, it's San Diego. They have that place where they're getting the ribs. That place is downtown San Diego. Everyone used to go there now.
Yeah, I've
go
been there. It's the Great Balls of Fire song. Tremendous steak.
Get it? You know, like, wow. You was just...
I'm sorry. I'd love to continue this conversation with you, but Bobby Jackson, 13-year NBA veteran, Kings pre- and post-game radio analyst. Follow him on Twitter, at TheBobbyJackson, joining us on 95.7 The Game. B-Jack, help me out here. Top Gun, a sequel. I mean, are you into something like that? Hollywood needs to get more creative, in my opinion.
I think so, too. You know, I think that they're running out of ideas and what kind of movie theatrics they need to come up with when you got to keep remaking old classical music, movies.
Now, the word's out there that they might try to remake White Men Can't Jump as well, one of the all-time great basketball movies, in my opinion. Where do you rank that amongst basketball movies?
That's a really good movie, man. Trying to remake White Men Can't Jump? I don't know about that. I think you should leave that as it is. You know, because, you know, Wesley Snipes and Woody Harrelson, they did a great job of just playing the characters. Now, the next one, who do you get to play those two characters as actors now that people know in the world? I think leave it alone, let it rest, and come up with something more positive.
True, Bobby, and spoiler alert, White Men still can't jump, at least as far as I'm concerned. And shut up.
You got a couple white men that can jump.
That's true.
A lot of them.
That's
true. Black men can't jump neither, so.
Exactly, Bobby.
It all balances out.
Exactly, Bobby. The one thing that they won't do, and probably the greatest movie ever, which I'm glad they'll never make a sequel of it, is Old Yeller. One of the best movies ever seen. Old Yeller, comeback Yeller, is the best dog in the West. But anyways, as I digress, this Cavs last night, when you're watching Kyrie Irving, what type of performance was that by him? And can he do that? Is he capable of doing that and being sustainable against the Warriors?
Well, of course. He showed you what he can do last year. You know, I think the one thing about Kyrie is you're watching him. He always, you know, he's watching LeBron most of the time, and he's watching. He's kind of delegated the offense through those two guys. You know, they start off trying to post K-Love up first and get him going. Then LeBron gets going. He's kind of like the – I think he should be the first option because he's probably the more pure scorer out of all three of those guys as far as getting to the basket, pull-up jump shots, long range. You know, so he has a mixture of array of moves and skill set that I think they have to exploit more, especially with Steph Curry. They have to make Steph Curry defend, and I think Kyrie is one of those guys that can really do that.
On the flip side, is Klay Thompson suited to be able to guard Kyrie Irving for long stretches, or ultimately you're going to have to find ways to double Kyrie and keep him from penetrating?
I think Klay is a great two-way player. You know, I think it takes away from his game by him guarding the more skilled scorer every single night. You know, you've seen his scoring and his shooting go down because that's a lot of work. The game's a little bit more physical. It slows down in the postseason and the playoffs, you know, but I think he could do a great job. I don't think one individual can stop a player. I think you have to come up with a great defensive concept that's going to limit that guy and keep him out of paint, make it tough on him, be physical on him. But I think Klay can really get into his skin. Now, who's going to be the next guy that can help Klay defend Kyrie Irving also?
Bobby Jackson with Joe, Lowe, and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. you know, being in radio, TV, newspapers, what have you, this time of year is always when we get into the LeBron James discussions and where he stacks up all time. He's had a remarkable playoff run, and at his age, what he's doing is nothing short of amazing, the numbers he's putting up and the success he's having. So, naturally, this leads into the LeBron James top five, LeBron James versus Michael Jordan. When you try to sit down and make sense of something like that, where do you see him in the grand pantheon of NBA players? Do you see him as someone who's better than Jordan? Could he be rated one day better than Jordan?
No. Jordan's 6 for 6. You know, anytime you go to the NBA championship and win it 6 times, he's 6 for 6. LeBron is what? 3 for 6? You know, I think that's what I look at. But I also look at the competitiveness aspect of the game. LeBron approaches it in a whole different magnitude as Michael approached the game. You know, I played with both of them, and I got to see them close hand. I just think Michael has more of the killer instinct, and he didn't take it easy on you. And quite frankly, he was never going to score 11 points and 15 points in the playoffs. You know, and I think when you become great, you step outside your zone and you reach a level of supremacy that nobody else can surpass, and I think that's what Michael Jordan has done.
Is Kevin Durant a player who can ever enter that pantheon? Even if he were to rattle off multiple titles here with Golden State, is he forever going to be, I guess, colored by his departure from OKC as, well, look, he couldn't do it there, so he won't be allowed in the pantheon of all-time greats?
You know, I'm kind of torn. I'm 50-50 on that. You know, I think Kevin Durant is a great player. You know, he understands the game. You know, I think if you go back to the old-school players, I don't think old-school players would reunite and go team up with the top team in any division, whether the Eastern Conference or Western Conference, and try to go win an NBA championship. I think those guys stayed where they was at, and it made the league a little bit more competitive. I think that's where you get the influx of two teams, you know, balancing out and not nobody giving them any contest because they're heavy at every position. And, you know, it shows you that if you go to a team and stack your team, what can happen. So, but, you know, I think Kevin Durant can really be mentioned. You know, he has a long way to go because he hasn't even won an NBA championship yet.
I couldn't agree with you more. When you look at, Bobby, when you think about this dub team, the guys that they added, you know, McCall, McGee, how big is this bench going to have to be when you think about the Cavs and their bench? Which team do you give the edge to on bench play?
You know, I think both teams have solid veteran benches, you know, that's been successful in this league. You know, I think it comes down to, you know, who gets stops, who's making buckets, you know, and I think both of the benches are kind of equal. You know, Golden State probably has the edge because of them winning a championship, but Cleveland won a championship last year. Also, they added, you know, Darren Williams. You know, so it's going to be a toss-up on which bench can really outplay each other, but I think it's kind of neck and neck right now.
Bobby Jackson, 13-year NBA veteran, Kings pre- and post-game radio analyst. Follow him on Twitter, at the Bobby Jackson, with Joe Lowe and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. Bobby, awesome stuff as always. Thank you so much for your time. Take care, and we look forward to talking with you again soon.
All right, man. Thanks for having me on.
Warrior Wednesday is driven by Premier Nissan of Stevens Creek. For the best deals, visit your winning team in the South Bay, Premier Nissan of Stevens Creek. Online at, you guessed it, PremierNissanOfStevensCreek.com. I think that assessment, and not just his, but anybody who played the game, especially in the Jordan era and the LeBron era, their opinion on the matter carries more credibility than anybody else. If you didn't play and you don't know either guy, you can run the numbers, you can watch, you can be smart, you can have a great opinion. But I think if Jackson played against Jordan, Jackson played against LeBron, that assessment is the one I'm looking for more than anything else.
Yeah, and he played against both. And so you look at what LeBron's done, his career has been unbelievable. And I tend to think it's a little bit too oversimplified to just say, well, LeBron's lost titles, Michael Jordan never did, therefore he could never catch him. I think we've seen that with the Brady Montana argument, with Brady now getting to number 5, even though he has 2 Super Bowl losses. He still has been to more, and now he's won more than Montana, so you can start to swing things toward Brady's way in that argument.
The titles conversation, it's almost as if you're going to do an analysis like this, no matter what the sport, you've got to ask and establish how much the championship aspect counts in the vote, right? So if we're talking greatest ever, do rings count for like 60% of that conversation? Because some feel the Brady situation, you make a great point. Now that he's surpassed Joe, the fact that he lost two, it only adds to the lore. Well, he got to seven, right? Same thing with James. Getting to six, if he ends up winning seven and gets to nine, what do you say about that? I mean, how do you deny him at that point? But again, going 6 for 6 is perfect. But again, it's not golf. It's not tennis. You're dependent upon teammates. Like, where do you rank all-time fullbacks? You don't have a ring. I'm not trying to knock you. But you don't have a ring, but you are at the top, if not the best of all time. You know what I'm saying?
No, I get it. I totally get it, because you look at Moose Johnson. He's got rings. I don't. And
forgot about Moose. He's number one.
Yeah, you know, so I love
Dancing with the fullbacks. He'd be a strong candidate.
Oh, Moose. Gotta love Moose. Gotta love Allstott.
Oh, yeah.
Franco Harris, technically a fullback, also lots of rings.
Larry Centers can get down, I'm told. But anyway.
Michael Robinson had a nice career.
We digest, Lo. William Floyd can do the running man. Where were we, Lo?
No, Lo, you're to go back to the part right before we
I'll
cut
tell you
down.
What, you guys make me so mad.
Oh, Lo, Lo.
Y'all get me so hot. Boy, right now, boo.
I got something for you. I got something special for you.
Tease that to break. Does Lo beat our butts during the break? Find out next.
Does Lo finally lose it? Well, we'll find out after the break.
Angry black man in here, y'all.
Plus, we teased this prop a few weeks ago. We kicked around a great prop that a poker player was trying to succeed. We've got the results on that. We've tweaked it. We want to see how you would perform on this next. Joe Lo and Divs, 95.7 The Game.
Now, back to Warrior Wednesday. Here's Joe Lo and Divs.
One of the greatest prop bets I've ever heard of came to its inevitable conclusion recently. I'm going to give you the update on that in just a moment. But for right now, we've got some tickets to give away. Joe Lo and Dibs, 95.7 The Game. Two tickets to JaVale McGee's celebrity charity softball game. It's going to take place at 2 p.m. on Saturday, June 24th at the Coliseum. Tickets start at $25 and can be found at Ticketmaster.com. The game supports McGee's hashtag JugLife Foundation, which promotes a healthy and active lifestyle by encouraging everyone to drink more water. Several Warriors tentatively scheduled to participate, including Matt Barnes, Kevin Durant, Draymond Green, Andre Iguodala, Sean Livingston, Zaza Pachulia, and Klay Thompson. You're going to call the number, and you're going to be the first person with the correct answer to the following question. Tickets yours. 888-957-9570. 888-957-9570. What was the name of the actor who played Merlin in Top Gun? 888-957-9570. 888-957-9570. What was the name of the actor who played Merlin in Top Gun? The reason we're bringing that up, obviously, is because Tom Cruise has recently announced he's going to begin filming on Top Gun 2 sometime next year. A complete disaster of a scenario, in my opinion, but some people seem to feel that this may be worth watching. I'm really just talking here. I'm trying to bring something up on my computer. It's called fluff, right? It's called fluff.
Okay.
All right, here we go. The prop bet. We talked about this a couple weeks ago. Poker pro Mike Noon, Nori, already blew it. Poker pro Mike Nori had a prop bet. It was for $200,000. Nori had to consume $1,000 worth of McDonald's in 36 hours. Think about that. $1,000 worth of McDonald's in 36 hours. The rules, drinks do not count, and you could only use $200 worth of salads. $200 can go towards salad. The rest has to go towards something else on the menu. No drinks. Nori failed and lost the $200,000 wager. You know how much he was able to consume? Only $150 worth. That's it.
That's it?
15%. Wow. That's it. His strategy was that he was going to buy apples. Apparently, McDonald's sells apples.
Yeah.
So he was going to buy a ton of apples and eat apples. And it didn't work. $150. That was it. 36 hours, $150. Now, we kicked around whether or not we'd be able to do this. Dibs, obviously, you're a vegetarian, so you're limited in what you can and cannot be involved with in this scenario. But I was talking to some people yesterday about this. And it came down to the chicken McNugget angle. To eat $1,000 worth of chicken McNuggets, it's like thousands. Like, you'd never be able to do it. But how many chicken McNuggets could you consume in 36 hours if the prison bet was on the line? Ooh. Low Neil, what I'm asking you is this. Could you consume 200 chicken McNuggets in 36 hours? If you succeed, you get $3 million. If you fail, you're going to San Quentin for 1 year. Could you do 200 chicken McNuggets in 36 hours?
Wow. I think I could do it.
With prison on the line, you'd be forcing them down. Now, you can't let yourself throw up.
Then I'd probably pass, but
no, that's not how the bit works. The bit works that you're either going to prison or you're making $3 million. There is no passing.
Oh, then I'm getting the $3 million. I'm not going to prison.
So you're going to get the 200 McNuggets down.
You better believe
now,
it.
Now, how does that break down? It breaks down to a little less than 6 per hour. Can someone run the math?
5.55555555555555.
That's good. That's good enough. I think we get the point.
5 per hour.
That worked out pretty well for you right there.
Yeah, you walked right into that one.
If you did 6 an hour, what does that come out to? Like
216.
216. So there it is. There's your over-under. 6 per hour over 36 hours comes out to 216 chicken nuggets. If you can succeed, you're going to get $3 million. But if you fail, you're going to San Quentin for a year.
I'm getting $3 million.
How are you going to do it?
Well, in the first sitting, I'm going to probably eat like 20. I get 20 in, so I know that I just covered me, 4 hours or so. So I'm like, okay, I got my 4 hours done. And then when I get to that third hour, I'm going to go work out because the food should have digested a little bit in 3 hours. And then I'm going to freaking go get it. I'm going to get me some dieter's tea, make sure that I have my tea flowing, make sure I keep the system clean. So 3 hours, work out a hard hour. And then take an hour off again and then get another 20 to 30 in and just repeat that process. I think I'll hit that 200. It'd be tough. It's going to be hella tough. But I'll make it happen for that prison bet.
Now, I appreciate your honest assessment because if you look at the text 9 right now, they say it would be so easy. One guy from the 510PenskeAutoSales.com text line, I'll eat 200 McNuggets in 24 hours. 24 hours. People
really
think this would be a cakewalk. I don't know. Dibs, I know you don't eat chicken McNuggets, but just the thought of something of that size, that much over the course of 24 to 36 hours, not as easy as it sounds.
No. You can go ahead and lock me up and throw away the key. Start baking the cake to put the file in so I can file my way out of San
Quentin.
You're
going to San Quentin?
I'm going to prison, Coach. I can't do it. 216 McNuggets, while delicious, I don't think I could eat 216 anythings in that much time. Even my beloved kale. I couldn't eat 216 kale balls or chicken McKales or whatever it would be, kale McNuggets. I couldn't do it, Joe. That much food going in, at some point, it's got to come out, and that's where it gets a little uncomfortable.
Tell that texter, I'll give him $5,000 if he can just eat 200 eggs.
Whoa!
I'll go $5,000 to him.
$5,000 if he can eat 200 McNuggets?
200 eggs, 200 hard-boiled eggs. Make it easy to him. I'll bowl.
Well, wait, now all of a sudden it changed to eggs. Where'd this come from?
That's my bet. He wants to make some money.
Okay. So now, wait a minute. I like
and
this.
We'll do
$5,000 if someone could put down 200 hard-boiled eggs in how long?
He said 24 hours.
24 hours.
Yep. And we'll do it here, and we'll do it on live, and the guys can come
on the
show.
I don't want to do it live. I don't want to watch it live. I'm sure
seriously.
That individual is going to have it coming out of every you-know-what.
Facebook Live,
we'll
of
Facebook
course.
Live.
Yeah. Someone call Zuckerberg. Do it down at Facebook then.
I'm in. I'll do it.
24 hours.
24 hours, I got $5,000 on it.
Okay, now you've got to worry about stipulations. Anytime it comes to prop bets like this and you bring poker pros or whoever it is into the equation.
They can't throw up. You can't.
They can't intentionally throw up. If they throw up by accident.
It's over.
It's off.
Yes.
Okay, that's fair.
Yeah.
That's fair.
The record, by the way, held by our very own Joey Chestnut, Pride of San Jose.
Love him.
141 eggs in 8 minutes. 8 minutes, Coach.
Lowe's not offering this to Chestnut.
Oh, okay.
And it can't be
Lowe looked at you like, wait a minute, 141 in 8 minutes.
And it can't be any guy that has any, of course, these eaters like that. So it's just a regular guy.
Can't be a
guy.
Professional eater.
Yeah,
right.
Of course.
It's, okay. Right, let's keep it
understood.
Real.
Go ahead.
My husband just texts in saying he'll do that.
Paul
says he'll do 200 eggs in 24.
Better dump
hours
that.
For $5,000.
200 hard-boiled eggs in 24 hours. Mm-hmm. He thinks he can do it, or he just wants to try. Do you think he can do it?
I could probably see him do it. I know I
can't. That's a lot of food.
I know. I can't do it because I hate hard-boiled eggs, honestly.
And you're like 40 pounds. Of course you can't
Not
do
now.
It. If you take all the eggs and mash them together, it'd be like 3 Annas. By the way, there are a few people, and I'm going to be honest with you, there are at least 40 people on the text line who are in no way... I'm going to put this very casually. They want to know if they're allowed to performance enhance. And what I mean by that is, can they put one in the air, so to speak. We have more listeners who are interested in that activity than I ever thought possible. Someone wants to know if Gorilla Glue number 2 is allowed to be brought into play. Shout out my anniversary, that came from.
Gorilla Glue. They want to get it in. Okay.
Big time.
Let's get something cracking. We should set something up.
You took this on. I didn't see you taking this to that level because now you made it real.
Let's make it real.
Now you made it real. Someone get San Quentin on the phone. See if they can clear out a cell to be a part of this, they'd like to be a part of this.
And I think we should. if Chestnut just did that 140 eggs in friggin' 8 minutes.
141,
then,
coach.
Then you know what we should do? Then I'll do the 5, and here's what we'll do. I got a 4-hour period, and they can sit outside the window here, and they'll sign a release form that they won't do anything, can't be liable for any stuff. We'll make sure it's set up, and we'll do it in that 4-hour window. They can sit right here, 200 eggs, and instead of 24 hours, 4-hour window, what I'm doing right here.
Yeah,
that's a good
one. That's going to make it easier for you. Here's how this works. With the competitive eating, you either go all out or you're going to need more of a window. The 4-hour window is not really going to help anybody. You know what I'm saying? Like for Chestnut, I'm sure after he's done with that, he goes and throws up and then he spends days clearing his system and trying to get healthy again, right?
I think he goes for a light jog, Joe.
Yeah. But Joe, here's
the
thing,
after he's done with the hot dog eating contest, he goes to Famous Ray's and gets a slice of pizza.
But here, it's all live here. It's in our 4-hour time. They can get paid right then. It's a simple deal. They can be eating eggs out there. I'll have the money light on the table and just...
Coach, I don't want to be the wet blanket again as the old guy on the show, but our legal department would not allow this to go forward, I'm afraid.
We'll do it on our own. As Bill O'Reilly would say, expletive, we'll do it live. Expletive, we'll do it live.
Oh, boy.
There are a lot of people right now saying they'll do 200 nuggets in 4 hours. They'll come in and they'll do 200 nuggets in 4 hours.
The key is also you have to just keep eating. The whole thing is don't breathe, I think.
Yeah, don't breathe.
You just don't breathe. Anna. But you got to keep going. You got to keep going. Once you stop, it's just your stomach's going to hurt.
I don't know, Anna. I kind of want to be able to breathe.
Just keep going. Don't breathe. Don't breathe. Just go.
So your husband thinks he can do the 200 hard-boiled eggs in 24 hours. Yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised. She'd probably do it.
My wife.
As soon as you said that, you saw Lowe's eyes get wide. Like, did I just lose $5,000? That's a lot of food, Mo.
That's a lot of eggs.
Seriously, I think it'd be great that 4-hour period and to sit here and watch or do something.
That'd be gross.
The air quality in San Francisco would get pummeled.
Yeah, I don't want to be anywhere near this. Let me know so I can take a day off.
Fockerels, open a window, bro.
I'm gonna need to leave my house for like a week.
Yeah, that's true. Paul, you got a family to think about. What are you doing? Trying to eat 200 eggs?
Silent but deadly.
Lots of protein.
Silent but deadly.
Whoever gets involved, we'll reach out to Chestnut, bring him in to coach him up. I'd like to see Low lose the $5,000.
It'd be fun.
I'd like that,
too. No, when you're not happy about that idea. I do commend you, though, for stepping up to the plate with something like that. I'm surprised how many people honestly think that 888-957-9570. Call up. I want to hear from some of you knuckleheads, because this is unbelievable. That how many of you really think you could throw down 200 nuggets in 24 hours?
No, they agreed. I'm texting. They agreed to the 4 hours. I want to do it. I'm in.
The 4 hours. Eggs or the nuggets? I think someone will do the nuggets.
I want to do the eggs.
All right, here's what we're going to do. We're going to disappear for a minute, and then we're going to be right back. Before we do that, Joel in San Jose, congratulations. You won the ticket. Who played Merlin in Top Gun? The answer, Tim Robbins. Ladies and gentlemen, Tim Robbins played Merlin. Back in 1 minute, Joe Lowe and Dibs, 95.7 The Game.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.